appreciate the good lesson that we've been taught and something to think about. Part of the lesson here, we see that our Lord was always busy, wasn't he? He was always going, always busy. I want to read a couple of verses of scripture to you from the 8th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'll begin with verse 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 8. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God, be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. That's good to remember that, isn't it? Our God does whatsoever that pleases him. The text that I want to look at and pause for a while this morning is one that I've read over for many years, many times, and you will recall it perhaps. Verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? I would like to base my remarks around a phrase in this text. Where the word of a king is, there's power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. The power of the word of the king. And today, we don't see the fullness of that statement in earthly kings. But in the day that this was written, the king that spoke, there was no resource above him. Even in the Bible, you can find that even some of the people said, you would kill me. That's Gehazi as he came before David. But the king in that day had all the power. There was no appeal above him. The emperor of the Roman Empire or any of those kings, they could just take a life. A messenger could come with something that didn't sound good, so they just killed the messenger. Literally, we use that symbolically today, but they literally did. It was bad. We don't have that to that extent today, generally. But I want to talk to you for a little while about the word of a king that is not an earthly king. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when he speaks, there is power in what he says. Let me just read a little bit to you from the 55th chapter of Isaiah. I want the 11th verse, and I'm using a different Bible this morning, but it's still 1611, King James, but it's just put together a little different from mine. Now, in the 55th chapter, verse 11, is what I want, but I'm going to begin with the 10th verse. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth unto him, forth and bud rather, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Here we see what God does. This is God do it. He sends rain upon the earth and it brings forth seed, and then it's all it translates into bread to us. We go to H-E-B and get our bread, but that is all working behind that. But now listen to this. So shall my word be. Just like the rain that comes down. It does something. It accomplishes something. And if it doesn't come down, the flowers die with it. The grass fades. But the rain comes down, so shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. Where the word of a king is, there's power. So shall the word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. And it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now I want you to just think about this for a minute. He says that what the rain does, what the purpose, what it accomplishes, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that whereunto I sent it. The Lord never uttered a word that didn't find its effect. Because where he's the king, that's above every earthly king. It is interesting to note that some kingdoms or empires have made the statement that the sun never sets on our kingdom, on our dominion. But I'll tell you today, and that's faded away. Even old Egypt of old, the sun went down. It set on their perceived glory. It faded away. And all we have today of the past generation, interestingly enough, are just the relics of a fading empire. And so, in comparison with this on the heavenly king, there is not a place where the sun never sets on his kingdom. It's wherever it is, worldwide, it's there because the word of the king is powerful. The word of your king is powerful. As a matter of fact, he is so powerful that he spoke to us. And I hope I can make this clear, and I know we just throw these terms out and thinking everybody understands it, but they don't always do it. We were once dead in trespasses and in sins. It's just so clearly taught in the Bible. When God made Adam, Adam was the first man he ever made. He spoke prior to that and brought this world, this earth, into existence. Do you remember how he did it? He said, let there be. Let there be, and these are my words, but based on what he said, and there was. The word of the king was powerful when he spoke in the morning of the past and the early days of this very earth that we walk on, when he said, let there be, and there was. The earth was formed according to his word in 6 days. Now he didn't tell us everything and how he did it. It was 6 solar days, which is 24 hours a day, 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested. That is R-E-S-T-E-D. He didn't rest because he was tired. That wasn't what it is. But as the Lord, the powerful king, he spoke, and like an attorney or a lawyer that presents his case, then he says to the judge, I rest my case. Sure. He rested from his labor and demands us to do the same even today. Because if we don't, it'll catch up with us somewhere along the way. But the point of it is, he spoke with power. And out of that dust that he created and he made this world, he made a man. He made a man out of the earth. And you know, I thought about this morning. while we were eating breakfast. Now, this may be just a fleeting thought, but I want you to think about it. When he made this earth, and I don't want to get off too much here, when he made this earth that we walk on, he put everything in it that's necessary to sustain our life. Everything. He put the potassium in there, and he put the zinc in there, and he put all this in here, and guess what we're made out of? He took that mixture that he had, and he made a man. So we're always saying, oh, I'm low on my potassium, I got to get some iron. We're made of that. That's what he made. And you know he made it just right to make us. Where the word of the Lord is, there's power. He spoke this world and this earth into existence. Now I want to tell you something else that he did. He spoke by the powerful word while we were, Adam died. I got off on the earth a little bit there. But Adam trespassed and he died. Adam died a death in trespasses and in sins. That seems to be so hard for people to want to acknowledge. But I'll tell you, he became dead and when he transgressed God's law, and we all died in him just like he did. It took him a while. It took him over 900 years before that he finally came to the end of his life. But the Lord said, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. He did die that day to the joys of the garden and the presence of the Lord. And until the Lord brought him back, and I think he did, I believe Adam went to heaven. Even though he was a sinner and caused all of us to fall, I believe that he before he died, somewhere along the way, the Lord spoke to him and regenerated him just like he did you. But I want you to think about this now. The Lord, where the word of the king is, there's power. No king can do this. No king can comfort you like he did, like he comforted you. He walked by the lepers, for instance. He went down through Samaria one day, and 10 lepers were standing out there. Outside, they were all huddled together. And the leper was banished. We don't pay much attention to that today. But I'll tell you, that poor leper, he was in bad shape. Because when he was identified with leprosy according to the law, they found him and he outside the camp, his habitation shall be. He was cast out away from the people of Israel because he had a contagious disease. It was a deadly disease, leprosy, no cure for it. No cure for it. The priests couldn't cure it. They just looked at the Lord's curing and pronounced him whole. If you notice, when he healed the leper, he said, go, in one case he said, go show yourself to the priest. Why was that? Because he was keeping the law. He healed him, and the priest had to pronounce it. He had a little ceremony that he went through pronouncing him. He examined him. And when he came to these 10 lepers, by the word of power, he healed 10 of them. They were standing there, and he passed by. He said he must go through Samaria, and he did, and there was these 10 lepers waiting. He knew they were there. And you remember what happened? They left. That 10 lepers walked away, healed of that. No doubt could go back to their home, could go to their grandchildren, play with their children, and do all of it. They were restored back to their home. And one came back. One came back to praise him. And you know what he was? He was a Gentile. He came back to praise him, and he said, where are the other 9? The same word that he spoke with power, and only one came back to praise him. But I tell you, one day when the children of Israel had been delivered from Egypt, they walked out and they were faced with the Red Sea. And the word of the Lord spake. There was power. And you know what the sea did? It just rolled back in submission to the word of the Lord. And the power of the Lord split the sea wide open and let them walk through dry shod. And then they walked through, and by the same power that he exercised to roll the waters back, here comes the armies of Pharaoh and the same power brought it back, and it covered them because there was the word of the king was on the water. The word of the king. And I want to probably close with this, but it's the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus. Maybe look at just a verse or two here. If you want the first recorded song in the Bible, there's some other references, but this is the first recorded song in the Bible. And I want to read you a verse or two of it. And it is so different of the concept that people have of the Lord today. Sometimes they just say, He's all love. And He is love. God is love. John said that. God is love. And he that loveth is born of God. But listen to this now. I want to just look at a few verses of the first song that was ever sung. I'm sorry, the first song that was ever recorded in the Bible. I don't know if they, how they sang. But listen to this. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song. Then, after the word of the Lord, the power of the Lord had opened up the Red Sea for them, and they unto the Lord spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. Who threw the horse and the rider into the sea? It was the word of the Lord that turned the waters loose, and they came back. Now watch this. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I'll prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and the host had he cast into the sea. His chosen captains who are drowned in the sea. I'll tell you, he is a man of war. That doesn't sound right. And you know, I think it and thought that if it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. When people think this is too militant, and they left that, they considered strongly leaving out of their hymn book revision when they revised it, Onward Christian Soldiers, said, no, we can't, because that's too militant. My goodness, isn't that something? They'd just faint if they read the 15th chapter of Exodus, fall over probably and just go into some terrible dismay. But our Lord is a man of war when he speaks. But let me just close with this. The fourth chapter of Mark, I guess it is. In the fourth chapter, there's the disciples are on the little on a ship out there, and in the I believe the sea out there. I can't think of it right now, but it doesn't matter right now about that. But in the fourth chapter, find the closing verses here. Yeah, here it is. They were on this ship, and he rose, and the wind came up. And he was asleep, and the disciples were fearful. They were afraid. They were in a storm of the Sea of Galilee. It's sad to think of that. And here in the 38th verse, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep, on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Master, we're going to perish. Don't you care about us? Sometimes we get in the storm and our ship is being moved about. We're off course from where we want to be. And we think maybe the Lord has left us to drift along. That's these people were in the presence of the Lord. He was asleep on the pillow. I'm telling you, it was a sad thing to think that they were in the presence of the Lord and thinking, and he's the Lord of the sea, He's a God. He's the King of the sea. He's a King over leprosy. He's a King over death. He's the King over your peace that you have. And here they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind. Can't you just see him getting up, going out and looking out on the storm? And he rebuked it and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. For the word of a king is of power. The King of Kings was on that ship that day. And the King of Kings looked out over the sea that he had created. And listen, he said, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I'll tell you, when the wind, the storm that was beating up on the ship, when it heard the voice of its master, it was calm. Think about it. It was like a roaring lion one minute, wasn't it? It was a fearful thing. The disciples were fearful. It was like a roaring lion coming out upon a child. But when the Lord, the word of the Lord of power, spoke to the wind, you know what it did? It was like a lion that just eased back into its den and laid down and was quiet. It was quiet on that. Don't you know it was quiet on the sea? Peace, be still. The word of the Lord, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, can speak to your heart when you are troubled in the worst way, when you are challenged on every hand, and he can just speak and without even making any audible noise to your soul and said, Peace, be still. Peace, be still. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? Sometimes if we could just think to say and ask ourselves, why am I fearful? When I'm a child of the King, he has the power to take care of me. And watch this. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? For the word of the King is power. Thank you.